Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. What was the first book that you actually did, the first Star Wars book?
The first Star Wars book was What Makes a Monster. It's this little young reader book. It's got a wampa on the front. And actually, one of the reasons DK was interested in having me do that book is because I have a biology background, a degree in biology, a naturalist certification. And I used to work with chimpanzees, orangutans, and bonobos, or pygmy chimps.
What do you mean work with?
Well, I started off not long after college. I worked in this laboratory with about 80 chimpanzees, and it was my job just to clean up after them and feed them and take notes on their behavior. And I was required to learn them all by name, and as a consequence, I knew them even by the sound of their voice.
Really?
And it was a fascinating job. I loved the animals to death. They were just amazing, intelligent creatures.
Did you ever for fun, just put him in Ewok hoods and have a little sing along?
No, but that's a good idea.
So, what happens in the What Makes a Monster? What is this book about? You're dissecting like Greedos in this? What's going on?
Right. No, it just covers all the. Basically, all the animals in the six films that were out at the time. It's kind of like a natural history book. Just talks about what the animals are like in their native environment, and what they like to eat, and how they find a mate and raise their young, and it's kind of a little bit of a science-y approach to them.
How does a Tusken Raider like to mate?
Well, they're not animals. They're people. So that's probably a bit like people.
They go to the drive-in.
Yeah. There's probably some weird, tribal ritual thing going on there, too.
I can't wait for that book. So, one of the big ones that you did was for the Rebels, which I'm interested in, because was that the first book where something new was coming out and you had the materials beforehand?
Right, yeah. The first Rebels book was the second book I'd done, and that was the first time where I had access to confidential information.
So break that down. What's that day like when you get that zip file?
It blew my mind. I couldn't believe that they were actually sending me all this stuff. And I had to get as well as approval with the publisher. I had a conference with John Rinsler, the executive editor at Lucasfilm. And once I was approved, they sent me off this file, and it had the initial concept art kind of cutouts of all the characters and the scripts and the story bible for the series. Pretty much laid it all out. A year before the first premiere even aired, I knew all about Ahsoka, that she was coming back. So it blew my mind. I could, you know, I was almost shaking. I was so excited and in such disbelief. And I was actually over in New Zealand at the time. If it weren't for the fact that they were filming The Hobbit right where I was in town in Wellington, you know, I probably would have been the one guy in the whole country with the most exciting stuff, you know, on my laptop computer. So yeah, it was, and I was so excited. I think Chopper and Ezra were the first characters I looked at, and I just to see them, and I felt like they had really nailed it. The design, that they captured that original trilogy, A New Hope, Ralph McQuarrie aesthetic. So it was just incredibly exciting to see that stuff so early. And I was so honored that they would trust me, you know, with that, you know, pretty much right out the door, having only done, you know, it's just a small little young reader book prior to that. So it was a very exciting experience.
And your Tumblr site must have just been on fire that week.
I was petrified of, losing anything, because, you know, I'd lived for years, you know, basically out of a backpack. So I, you know, brought my computer and phone with me everywhere I went. So I was, you know, petrified that I would leave something somewhere where it could be seen or found. Fortunately, I never did. But yeah, that was definitely a concern.
So how, to me, it's almost an overwhelming feeling that you've got this new sort of sub-franchise in Star Wars, and there's this cartoon, and there's all these new characters, and then you've been sent this folder, and you're meant to somehow work out what's going on and spread it out in an easy-to-read book. Like, where do you start?
Yeah. It is a little daunting starting out particularly on the first book like that. Fortunately, DK lays a lot of the outline out beforehand. They get together with Lucasfilm, and Lucasfilm kind of sets out, okay, we want you to talk about this, but you can't talk about this yet. But they kind of work together on most books and decide what the skeleton of it needs to be. So I've got an outline that I'm already working with, though on some Star Wars Absolutely Everything You Need to Know, I actually helped write the outline for that book. But with Rebels, I had that outline to start, so it's just a matter of, you know, watching all the episodes and reading all the scripts, and then you've got these series of boxes or diagrams on every page with specific word counts, and it's just a matter of filling those boxes. But it's kind of a trick. It's kind of like putting a puzzle together, being able to say everything that you want to say and not repeat yourself and be as informative as you can by splitting up all the information into these boxes and having it all fit just right. So I kind of enjoy that exercise of putting that verbal puzzle together. But it was the first Rebels book. It's one of my favorite books I've written, because for the fact that Lucasfilm let me invent a lot of new information myself.
Wow, cool.
On that book. So like most of the, you know, the information and the diagrams about the ships and vehicles and weapons and things, I actually got to name myself and come up with the names for all the parts and the specs on them.
Any little Easter eggs?
Yeah, it's always been my goal where I can to put an Easter egg on every spread, on every set of two pages. In some books, those survive. In others, they don't. But in that first Rebels guide, there are a lot of Easter eggs, actually.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.